Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly, and that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? Episode 252. When you think of that number, 252, in podcast terms, you think it... Because we're gone so long that it'd be a bigger number. Like 600 or something.
Jesus, 252. When you think of that in weeks, 252 weeks.
It's not a lot.
It's 5 years.
That's a lot of weeks. That's years.
Nah, it doesn't feel like it.
5 years.
252 euro isn't a lot of money.
You think of every... You're just thinking of it in money. In euros. Everything is in euros.
In Anton, like 252 chairs.
That's a lot of chairs.
It's not...
252.
600 is a lot of chairs.
That's the magic number for you, is it? Get to 600?
Yeah, 600, yeah.
Fair. Okay.
It's a long time.
I'm just saying. Just think it'd be higher than what it is, like.
Stick that in the next contract.
I want to come in every second day to get the numbers up.
Just break this up into 10 different episodes. And then next...
Well, with the bonus as well. It's more than that.
Yeah.
So we'd probably be like 300 and something.
Maybe 500.
Close to 500.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm not far off then. I'm impressed with that.
Only takes 2 more years now to get to your 600.
Will you pack it in then?
In 2 years?
Well, that's 600.
Whenever the money dries up, it'll bounce.
What the fuck are you still doing here then?
I know, I haven't had a sponsor since Bleeding Smittix. Used to love that. I used to love saying visit drinkaware.ie to know all about responsible drinking.
You can still say it.
Well, can't. That's a good segue to mention.
Oh.
What's coming up? Your Free Now episode.
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow, there's a episode out, a very special episode for Free Now.
Yeah, it's a branded episode.
The two of us talking in the back of a taxi. No better place to have a podcast.
I mean, that's what you do when you're in the taxi, isn't it? You just chat, so it's a perfect synergy. Yeah. For a podcast.
More podcasts in the back of taxi. That's what we need.
That's exactly what we need.
And you can hear that now. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's an extra one.
The, what would you
Three episodes this week.
Schedule. Not
into Three it. This week.
Spoiling yous. Rotten. Spoiling yous. Rotten.
But it's good, like, I enjoyed that old chat in the taxi.
Yeah, it was good. We drove around the city, went to Phoenix Park, went
the President's
to
House.
The President's Gaff, my old stomping ground, the Golden Mile, Portland Row.
Yeah.
And we floated around, had a chat. And it's good. It's out tomorrow.
Taxi driver is quite good, isn't
it? Oh, yeah. He's in it as well. He had a microphone too. So
yep.
We got to talk to him. So we had a guest.
Another fingerless man.
Finally had a guest.
Yeah.
All right. We get on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump in. How are you doing? Welcome to the Staller Podcast. Are you as well? Are you doing well?
You sound like that homeless fella that got that viral clip when he had the like perfect radio voice.
Oh. I don't know why.
Yeah, he talks like that. Just because
Thank you.
No, it's just your voice is very
raspy today.
Raspy, yeah.
I know. It's really bad timing.
Does my knee look like there's a face on it? Okay, this one.
Yeah. Your two knees look like it. If I had a pen now, I could draw a face on your knees.
Doesn't it look like a face?
What did you do this morning?
Me? I had some stuff to do. Some meetings. Business. Big business.
Very mysterious. You happy with how they went?
The meetings?
The meetings.
One of them, yes. One of them, no.
I haven't had a good meeting in a while.
Have you not?
No.
We had a meeting a few weeks ago.
Ah, that didn't count.
I thought you left very happy with yourself.
No, I haven't got any email saying, do you want to have a meeting?
Yeah. You set up the meeting. You're the boss. You're in charge.
Who do I don't want to have a meeting with anyone, though. Who do I ask?
Whatever. Go get whatever you want. Go get it.
What's the story? Can I organise a meeting?
Yeah.
Like, for what? Don't know. I just want to meet you.
I just want to meet you.
I just want to have a meeting. Like, about what? Just don't know. Just fucking, I want to get into a room and just have a meeting. Yeah. So I would like to have a meeting one day. Hopefully there's some meetings.
You want to have a meeting after this? I'll have a meeting with you.
What were you talking about?
How your Q1 went.
First quarter?
Yeah. Your outlook for Q2?
I don't want to talk about that, though.
We can have a look at your finances, analyse your finances, and make sure your money is being put into the right portfolios.
That's not the sort of meeting I was looking for.
You're confusing different meetings there.
Yeah, that's not the sort of meeting I was thinking.
What are you thinking?
Don't know, just wasn't that.
Your career goals, we could have a meeting about your career goals.
That's something I would like to have a meeting about that.
Okay.
With you.
Yeah.
Owen, do you want to come to it?
Yeah.
Do you want in on that meeting?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, will you take notes?
I will.
Owen, okay, can you book a room in here for
minutes? I'll book us a room.
You take the minutes.
So it's just about your career goals.
Career goals. Yeah.
Nothing else.
For Q2.
We have a strict agenda.
Yeah, and I want glasses of water around the table and maybe like a little basket of snack bars or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pens, branded pens.
Yeah, that says a lot on them.
Bless.
No, actually, I want the pens to say Darren's career goals.
2026.
Today's date as well. And then
we'll have a meeting on how to achieve them.
And will we have a follow-up meeting to see how that's working out?
We'll circle back around.
Circle back is a good one.
We'll see where we are.
People use that one a lot, don't they? Circle back.
Circle back on that.
I'll circle back on that one, yeah.
Heard you shaving your head.
Oh, I'm shaving my head.
That's the word.
What do you mean?
You talked about
it. I think about shaving the head, yeah.
I'm not going bald.
I was thinking of shaving my head.
You were saying Buzzco. Darren's shaving his head.
Yeah. What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna go short, but I'm not going
to... I think your hair looks nice today.
Do you?
Not that it doesn't that any other day. It just looks a bit nicer than last time.
I cut my fringe myself in the bathroom before.
Because you had
a bit
hanging off there last week that was fucking wrecking my head.
Yeah.
It's just coming off. Look like Anakin in Attack of the Clones. Now he has that little braid.
I should braid my little calves.
I only get a little braid on holidays. Like, Joe's had to get in a braid. Joe, is that a braid? You should come in here with a braid one day.
Am I? Cornrows.
Many people would say it to you if you had a braid. Do you think everyone would say it? Or I'd say people would be afraid to say it.
It's too obvious to even acknowledge it. It's just like, oh.
Because you'd be taunting, you'd be like, is that a braid?
Oh, what, this thing? Yeah. Because I just tried a little thing.
Well, just the one. That'd be class. I think it'd really suit you.
What if I came in one day and I just had like a teardrop tattoo on my face?
I'd be like, he's at the killing someone. Someone's dead.
It'd be very random, wouldn't it?
It would be. Because that's
but would you
the tattoo
it,
you
would
get
you?
When you kill someone.
Would you say, why did... Oh, did... What?
Yeah, teardrop means...
You killed someone?
In America, anyway.
Really? Lots of rappers out there with plenty of teardrops. They've killed plenty of people.
Well, what if instead of like an LA tattoo on my face, like The Game, what if I got D1?
That'd be good.
But would you say that? If I just came in and I had D on one cheek and 1 on the other cheek, D1, and didn't say anything about it?
I'd be like, what the fuck did you do?
And I just
initially think it was fake.
Is that just an American thing? The teardrop representing
no, in Mexico
murder?
Maybe as well. And
it's not Irish, no.
It's a gang thing, yeah? Is it a gang thing?
Does it actually mean that they killed someone?
I believe
or
so.
Or are they just really sad?
I think it might be that they killed. But I didn't kill anyone and I get a teardrop. What would you say? Would you say, Joe, for fuck's sake?
I'd say, why did you get that, man? That means that you killed someone.
I'd say, no, it just means I'm emotional. I'm in touch with my emotions, so I got a teardrop.
When you say that, that's fine. But it doesn't mean that.
No, it does. That's what it means.
It meant to you, it might, but to everyone else, it means you killed someone.
No, it means I'm a soft, gentle soul. And yeah, that's what it means.
Did you kill someone?
I'm going to do that one day. That'd be a good sketch. Just showing up.
Teardrop.
Get a fucking teardrop tattoo.
Yeah, I'm just really sad. I'm just really upset. I want to let everyone know that I'm constantly depressed.
In a constant state of depression.
Why do you have that teardrop? I'm depressed. And they'll just leave at that. They won't even ask you anymore.
No further questions.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
Worldwide.
Do you want a little story?
Give us a little story.
I don't know if it's a story, but it's interesting. There is a company in China who claim they have created an AI version of a man who died in a car crash, and they created the AI version at the request of his wider family for his 80-year-old mother.
I'm fucking so lost there.
So it's an AI video.
Okay.
So she has video calls and she thinks her son is still alive.
Oh.
That's grim.
Isn't that?
So.
That's now, the most black
she's aware, ever. She's aware that it's an AI thing, yeah?
No.
No.
But he's dead.
Yeah, but she doesn't know.
How does she not know her son is dead?
They didn't tell her.
She 80?
Yeah. This, the South China Morning Post reported this. It seems their source is someone who works at the AI company. Could be a clever bit of guerrilla marketing. But these days...
Is I don't know about that one.
Beyond the realms of possibility.
Well, you'd buy it. I'd buy that, yeah. You could do that.
You'd literally
I'd not literally buy it. I'd buy the story. I don't buy the fucking... I think that is crazy. I think lying to your ma that their son has died is...
Just to keep her happy.
That's grim. That's really grim.
The family's in on it then?
Yep.
See, that's fucking sick.
That's the dark side of AI and stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But I'm more into the robots running the marathons in China. Yeah. That's a little bit of me now. I'm falling over, running into people, hurting people. That's a bit of crack. And a single-seater air taxi brought someone from JFK to Manhattan for the first time.
In the air? In a taxi? In a car? A flying car?
No, like, you remember the little single-seater helicopters?
Yes.
Them yokes. Like the but they fly themselves.
It's like the Fifth Element.
We've been talking about it for years and it's finally here. It has arrived. Literally. Can't wait. That'd be fucking great.
Blade. Fly between Manhattan and JFK in 5 minutes. Oh no, wait, that's just a helicopter. £195.
Yeah. Is this the air taxi? Are you looking at the helicopter?
Oh,
I'm still to see a fucking drone with a takeaway on
Shelby,
it.
There's loads of them.
I'm still to see one. Still haven't fucking seen a drone with a takeaway on it. Oh.
I heard that one.
Where is it from? Blanchestown?
Yeah.
Only?
Yeah.
After. Is that what an app like?
Yeah.
Still the same one. Oh.
This is a proper Blade Runner looking stuff.
Have you been in your... Have you been anywhere where you've seen a drone delivering a takeaway?
Look at that. Someone's in that. Little drone.
Jesus, I wouldn't trust that. I'd be shitting myself.
Little drone.
I've never been in a helicopter before.
Neither have I.
I wouldn't like that. I think they're very dodgy.
People always die in helicopters.
Yeah.
It can carry 5 people.
5 people?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't be into that.
That's amazing.
Is there someone flying it or is it self?
Self-driving, you stick in the car.
No, there's a pilot. And the 5 includes the pilot, so.
Well, then it's a fucking helicopter.
The newest has a driver. Why?
It's an all-electric aircraft. Air taxi firm Joby Aviation.
It's on a track, like.
They've been flying tests.
Wow.
The future is here, boys. The future is here.
And then, the other one I had for you. You know this whole poly market?
Yeah, the betting on
magic. Anything and everything. Real world events.
Yeah.
Like there was, there's a US Special Forces soldier who's been arrested because he put a big bet on America arresting the president of Venezuela like 24 hours before they did it. And there's also suspicious betting around other geopolitical events in the last few years.
That's political fixing.
Yeah. And there's one in France where there is suspicion around someone placing a bet. $500,000 placed on bets on the temperature in Paris. Some people won up to $280,000 by betting the temperature in Paris would get to 19 degrees on the 15th of April.
The poly market thing, I'm not too clued in with it.
So you can bet on anything really, can't you?
Is this a new thing?
Yeah. It's kind of yes or no betting. So you can...
Right.
And it's a share. So you get a share of the profits. So whoever votes for yes loses their money, and everyone that voted for yes
spread out like
gets their share. Yeah,
so like in Paris on, like.
Pretty much, yeah, it's pretty, you can probably get up the live bet there.
In Paris, the suspicion here is that the temperature suddenly around was a 9:30 at night spiked up to 22 degrees, so they think somebody might have manipulated the weather station at the airport.
Brilliant.
At first, I thought it was broken.
There would be a lot of loopholes with that.
One trader put a bet on for $119. They won $21,000.
Jeez. I've heard loads of people talking about it, but I just didn't know what it was.
So you have now, what's live on the market is there's a lot of stuff that's trending, but you can go into anything. You can go into politics, sports, crypto, esports, Iran, finance, whatever. But what's on trending here is James Comey, who you might want to look up who James Comey was. He was the press secretary for Donald Trump. Am I right in saying that?
No, he was the... Oh, what was he called? He was an FBI man.
And he
went after Trump over one of the many shady things Trump has done. And Trump has never forgiven him. He was former director of the FBI, yeah.
Yeah.
Although he was the one who released all the emails about Hillary just before the election.
He's the reason why Trump got elected, but then turned his back on him during his time.
I was in the pet shop earlier, and there's like a load of squeaky dog toys of Donald Trump, and it just says angry president. I was like, what the fuck? They were like 15 quid. I was like, will I get one?
Oh, but you can bet here, right? So you can see that there's $14,000 being placed on James Comey to be sentenced to prison in 2026.
Jesus.
But
is he
a lot of that would be on, put on now.
Is he on trial for something now, like?
Yesterday they served him an indictment because he over a post he made on Instagram with two shells, and one of them had 86 and the other had 47, and in America to 86 something is in restaurants when you cancel it off the menu, when you're like you're out of steaks, so you 86 it off the menu.
Oh.
And the Justice Department are alleging that this was Comey calling for an assassination of Trump, saying cancel Trump or whatever,
because 47, he's the 47th,
I think it was 47, yeah, wasn't it?
Oh
yeah.
That happened also,
so you can bet that he's going to be arrested by what date as well. So the top pick would be May 15th, April 29th, and then you can just put in any date and you can bet on it. But if you have inside information, like if you are Donald Trump or if you are Biden Trump, and that's only 14,000, there's some bets around Iran, like the fella to be killed that he assassinated, there was like millions on it, and the date to be assassinated before this date, there was millions on it, and whoever backed it won millions.
It's crazy that you can bet on that kind of thing, though.
You can bet on anything.
People to be assassinated.
Here's a bet that has $230 million in it. Federal decision in April. No change or 25 BPS decrease. I don't know what that means, but somebody has a lot of people have $230 million in it.
Jesus. How long is this going, this polymarket thing?
A long time. It's like betting, but it's for other people. It's against each other.
Okay. Have you used it?
No. I haven't. I looked at it and then I was like, I'd rather just, because you can bet on football and stuff on it, but I'd rather just bet in a bookies. But I wouldn't. There's nothing on it. Unless I knew something. Like the elections, the boy elections are coming up.
Can you do like one, who's producing Stala next week?
Yeah. Do I?
I already know the answer to that, so.
Okay, inside information.
We'll say it off air and we'll all put money on it.
Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky. Like, you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly. And that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations.
Lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and that cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
We had an email from Dara, who sent a screenshot of a video on TikTok of a crisp chocolate bar.
The what? Crisp chocolate bars, the Tato ones, remember?
He says he remembers, well, that's what I was thinking, he's from you two talking about making something very similar.
We were talking about
in the last couple of months.
No, we were
crisps and popcorn.
Yeah, crisp chocolate bar has been done, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The crisps and chocolate bar has been done.
Yeah, by Tato.
Hmm. Anyway.
It's an onion Tato in a chocolate bar.
Dara's question was, is there any idea you've ever had or a concept you'd want to copyright?
That I'd want to copyright?
I think maybe it would have been wise to copyright. It was such a good idea for whatever that you thought, I should copyright this.
Flying cars. I was talking about flying cars.
That wasn't
at the start of this
idea.
Podcast. This was about 5 years ago.
It was
ago
in the
now.
Jetsons.
Oh, drones though. The drones.
You thought of drones before.
Copyrighted drones.
Drones.
Yeah, I wish I could have copyrighted drones. That would have been great.
All right. Any idea you had, not just any idea anybody had, have you ever had an idea that you thought was so good?
Yeah, I had one.
Go on.
I talked about it loads of times.
Bins on the back of seats.
Oh, yeah.
It still hasn't been done.
It's still a good idea.
I left it out there. Someone can take it if they want. Do you know I had in my head the original idea for a scrub daddy? I didn't mean it. I just didn't know how to do it. But it was there.
It's, what you mean you didn't know how to do it? What was the idea in your head?
Everything that Scrub Daddy is now, I had that idea in my head.
A rough Brillo pad?
Yeah, with a little smiley face on it. For cleaning the spoon with the milk. And then I seen him on Shark Tank and I was like, oh, fucking, that's mine.
Oh, God. What is a Scrub Daddy? Like, what's it made of?
Oh, I only watched something about it.
Is it not just a Brillo pad?
No.
A yellow Brillo pad?
You're fucking mad.
A spongy Brillo pad?
There's some sort... What is it on? Can you get a summary of that? Please.
Is this less about the invention and more about you just looking at stuff and thinking that it'd look good with a smiley face on it?
No, this is... I was like, do you know what? I'm sick of cleaning these fucking dishes with these stupid looking stuff. I need a smiley face to do it. I need a fucking sponge that has a smiley face on it to clean this plate. And then he went and he started making Scrub Mommy and everything.
And what's the difference between a Scrub,
Scrub
Mommy?
Baby? Huh?
All of the scrubbies.
The colours, different colours.
Oh.
Fucking pricey. Have one in the gaff though. Got me out of jail loads of times with all the grease on the pans and all. Scrubbed the life out of it.
You shouldn't be scrubbing pants. You take the film off it then.
Not with a scrub daddy.
Okay, so if I wanted to patent something, I'd love to patent, like, what's Ozempic?
What do you mean?
GLP, is that a thing that you could patent?
Mangiardo.
I think Mangiardo. That's been patented, hasn't it?
It has been patented now, yeah. But I wish I could have patented it.
No, but you're missing the point again. The point is, have you had an idea? Like the bins on the back of seats is a perfect example. You just keep thinking of stuff that made money and you wish you were getting money from it.
Yeah. Do you not think that that's just a good idea? Zipper.
What?
The bins.
I think it's a great idea. I think
it's a terrible idea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oi. You think it's all right?
It's the best you've ever had.
I said before, when people used to have baggy jeans, they used to drag in the water on the ground. So I always wanted to have like a little clip attached to your shoe that you just clip the bottom of your jeans onto the clip. And I know baggy jeans are back now, so maybe that idea is still good. So, but then it probably wouldn't look as cool.
Mm.
Did you know baggy jeans are back?
I didn't. Well, Amy has some baggy jeans going around like Avril Lavigne. Get them off.
It's not bleeding 2002.
Do you think where are you going to hang around in a shopping centre at the fountain?
You going to Asha?
You little hippie. You going to Asha?
You going to Temple Bar with a few monsters?
You going to Asha? Get that walker there. Put a pair of leggings on. I'm not telling you what to do around. I'm not telling you how to dress her. You do you, lot. Like, be you. I'm just saying. It's not as cool as you think. Imagine having to explain it. You just catch yourself out. Fuck, wear leggings on. I'm telling you to do that, though. But you normally wear leggings, is all I'm saying.
I'm trying to fucking think. I'd say the person who invented the zip was just like, I'm a genius. I'm a fucking genius.
I said it before. Like, the inventions that are already here just seem easy. It's like there's no more left. Like,
yeah, like shoes have been made.
There's no more inventions left. Can't invent something. I remember we said it before. I said it a while back. I just don't think there's anything to invent. Like,
a while back, I was trying to figure out like a different. Remember the fidget spinner? Just took over. Just took over.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next stupid little thing that you can get mass produced in China?
Hmm.
What is that thing? And if you can figure out what that
something
thing
that
is.
Lights up, I think. Something. You know, them little fucking things you say at a concert and all. I don't know.
Oh, look at it, and the Rubik's Cube and everything. Like, nobody invents new games.
There has to be. Do you not think, like, fucking things that you're going to use every day? It's just already there, like.
Yeah.
There's nothing to add to that. There's nothing that needs to be added. It's been done, like, all of it's done.
There's that film Robots with Robin Williams in it,
yeah,
where he's a cartoon, and then your man's an inventor, and he wants to invent things.
Yeah.
And then, like, the tagline for the big company is, like, see a problem, fix it. There's no problems anymore. We're all sorted, like, we're too comfortable. We don't need anything. We're all good, like.
Yeah.
But maybe they thought about that back in the day. Like, they're like, we don't need electricity, we have candles, thanks very much. And then somebody was like, but what about this light bulb?
Imagine no one invented a door, like. Imagine we were sitting here and there was no door there. There was no doors anywhere. Then you'd say, I'm going to invent something and put that there because it needs to be there.
I don't know if the door is an invention in the way, say.
Yeah, I know it's
Scrub Daddy is.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, Scrub Daddy, I suppose, is just an evolution. Door is just someone put something across the front of the cave. And
what if we were fucking sitting on the floor here and there was no such thing as chairs? You'd say, we need something with legs on it to sit on. And then you'd say, all right, that's a great idea. Why don't we do that? But there's nothing like that now.
I mean, the person who invented stand-up desks. See that
what am I talking about?
That desk goes standing up, so it's better for your back and stuff. Like, but who said, oh yeah, I'm going to give you a lot of money to make stand-up desk? The stand-up desk, where you stand up to do your work. If I was an investor, I'd say people want to sit down. They don't want to stand up. They don't want to fucking stand up.
Who wants to stand up? You can stand up on the bus. No one wants to stand up on the bus. Everyone wants to sit down on the bus. You know?
Yeah. Tell that to Ryanair. Don't want to stand up. Sit the fuck down, man.
Fuck off, not standing on the bleeding plane for 4 hours.
So if you could tell me a problem, what problem did you have this morning or yesterday or
Going to sleep, going to sleep when you're tired and waking up and having a great sleep and being tired when you wake up. That's a problem I have.
You're not sleeping good enough then.
I am fucking sleeping great. 8 hours.
And you're still waking up
tired? Waking up tired.
You know you can sleep too much. Maybe you're sleeping too much.
Maybe I need to lower the sleep.
Take it back to 7 hours.
Shouldn't be tired. You shouldn't be tired waking up after a good sleep.
Do you have a smartwatch that counts your sleep?
No.
No. Neither do I. Let me think what needs a problem. My car is always dirty. Like, who? Cars don't have this, but I feel like car. I feel like I sound like Jesus RFK. Christ.
So, the problems you've identified for your revolutionary inventions are sleep and cleaning.
Yeah. These are problems.
Yep. I think someone got there before you.
We're at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Relax, people.
Oh, we had an idea before. A machine that walks your dog for you. I actually had this idea.
Okay, now we're talking.
So it's like
that's
a little...
But it's got something there.
It's kind of like a Roomba. That goes around and cleans your gaff. But it's like a big box because you don't want it to tip over. And you hook the lid to it. And it has cameras on it. Yeah, it has cameras on it. And it takes it on the same path.
See, what if there's another dog out there that's vicious? Off a lid, your dog's gone. You can't, like, the machine isn't going to pick it up and go, oh, go away.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that to a dog.
Pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. That makes the other dog jump at it even more.
If a big fucking staff came over to my chihuahua, I'm picking it up.
If big staff came over to my dog, I'd kick the dog away and I'd be running. You're on your own, Fred. Fight him if you want to fight him, run. Fight or fly. You're on your own now. I've been putting the dog in the garden and I've been shutting the gates. And he's still getting out. And I was like, how the fuck is he doing this? And I looked on the Ring doorbell.
Jumping over the wall.
Jumping over the wall, isn't he?
He's a dog, he'd be able to do that. Of course he is, like.
I just thought, it was like, what's that Pavlov's dog that just kind of thinks that he's still in a box?
Yeah.
But he's not in a box anymore. But nope. He's just like, oh, I'm out of here. I can jump over the wall.
Do you miss your dog when you're in here?
No, I don't.
No.
Not at all. Do you?
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Terribly.
Yeah.
Crying all. And when I go to the toilet, I just say I'm going to the toilet, I'll be out crying. In there crying.
So when you go home, are you like excited to bring them on a walk?
No. I hate fucking bringing dogs on a walk.
Stupid. It's such a waste of your time.
You have to do it, like, but it's just so annoying.
Like, and they're so ungrateful as
there's
well.
People out there that love it. I just see them and they're just chuffed, like, walking the dog. I just, like, think it's a chore.
I'm in that group chat where it's like a dog group around Coolock. And we all meet up every now and they meet up every day, sometimes twice a day. I meet up sometimes, but like, this, you know, they really love their dogs in that group.
I love my dogs.
Why? What did he do?
Loads of things.
What? What loved? How little can you love
messers.
A dog?
Little messers.
No. Fucking a nuisance is what they are. A chore.
You don't love your dog, do you?
I don't think so, no.
You like him?
He's all right. I like him as much as any other dog, but like I don't feel like he's part
not
of
like
family or anything.
Do you not?
No. I think he's just like a fucking dog. I thought I would have felt more love for him than I do. Well, now the feeling that I'm trying to portray probably sounds more aggressive.
You told me before, a while ago, that you'd be going, it's a good you, all that.
Yeah, I'll have a bit of crack with him. Like. I'll have a bit of crack with
and
him.
And you'll be dancing with him and all. Yeah,
and I'll bring him for a walk and I'll feed him and I like giving him nice food as well and I like seeing him when he's happy.
Does he sit on the couch with you watching telly?
Yeah. Loves it.
Was you rubbing him?
Yeah. At the end of the night though, like kind of after the kids go to bed and just things have calmed down, the house is a bit cleaner and it's just...
Do you like the dog beside you watching the telly when your kids are in bed? You give him a rub.
He sits on...
Is there a comfort in it?
For me, no.
No?
For him, yeah. Like, if he sits beside me, I'll give him a rub. But if he doesn't, I won't be saying, come here, you Gucci, Woochie, Woochie, Woochie.
I don't believe you. I think you do.
No. And he's...
You say, yeah, here, Fred, you good boy. Come on.
I have a three-seater, and that's where I watch the telly, and then Fred sits on the top of the two-seater, like on the... which he fucking ripped up as well. That's another thing. Gaff is wrecked because of the dog. So he sits on the two-seater and looks out the window and every time someone just walks past the house, barks like fucking crazy. And starts running around the house and barking. I'm like, will you calm the fuck down? Someone walking by, like. trying to watch the match. Will you shut the fuck? Or if I order food, Jesus.
The phone rings. If my phone rings, the dog's going nuts.
Really, yeah.
Mad. Lose the plot. Or if someone goes by the house, gone.
If you get food ordered and someone knocks on the door, does he go
bollocks?
Crazy.
I have to lock him in a different room.
Yeah, yeah.
So go over and open the door.
Right, I'm glad it's not just me. Like, that is not an enjoyable experience.
Like, you could, your ringtone to me, to mine, is different. You have a different, you don't have an iPhone.
Mm.
If your phone went off in my house, they wouldn't respond. It's only the iPhone ringtone. Because it's my ringtone, or Amy's ringtone. So once they hear that, they're just like, fucking straight away, they think, like, someone's coming to the fucking door. He's going to leave the house. Do you know what I mean? And they just go fucking apeshit.
We had a trainer over, and the ring doorbell, once that goes, loses his mind. So the trainer came over, ring doorbell, and said, you's going to have to do this as well. So ring doorbell goes off. He goes, wah, 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 wah. And then you give him a treat. Give him a treat, say, relax, relax. Okay, relax. Here's a treat, here's a treat. And then she done that for about an hour. About an hour. And it didn't change anything. And that was as long as we had her there. Like, it was an hour training session. And then she was like, I could see that she knew she wasn't getting anywhere. Like, it wasn't, he was just eating the treat and then still doing the barking. And she was like, okay, so you just need to do that a few times. And we tried to do it a few times, but I'm like, it's not getting through to him. Fucking dog just wants to. And then I feel bad that I cut his balls off as well.
But like yourself, doing it yourself?
With a bread knife. No, but I just feel bad that I did that. And I'm like, I'm sorry that you have to exist in this house when you want to be out in the wild. I feel guilty. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does.
I feel like I'm not walking him enough. I feel like I should be walking him 4 hours a day.
Should.
That's insane.
Not 4 hours. You don't have to do 4 hours, but you should be walked every day, yeah?
Walking every day for like an hour, and I just feel like it's not enough.
And an hour walk every day is pretty good. It's pretty good.
I think he's supposed to bring him for two or 3 hours a day. And I'm like, who the fuck has that to walk a fucking dog?
That's a lot of walking.
And that's why,
walking, isn't it?
That's why you think there should be a machine invented, or some sort of
walking machine
that can walk your dog for 4 hours. It's a good show. I think that dog talk was pretty good.
Thanks, Dan.
Very insightful into Joe's life about how much he actually hates his dog.
He don't hate the hate. I said I didn't hate him. I just don't have love.
It's like hateful indifference.
I remember we were in LA and we were talking to Ben, and you two were talking about, like, because I'd never had a dog before, and Ben was saying that he lost his dog, and when his dog died, it was like a member of the family had died, and I think you were kind of bonding over that. And I remember thinking, Jesus, is that what it's like to have a dog?
So you're saying you wouldn't feel that way now?
I don't think so, no. I don't think it would be the same as a human dying.
It wouldn't be the same, but it's definitely hit you.
Yeah, like. Yeah, I'd say it's sad. But you were saying it's the same as...
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Maybe I just felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, it's like your granddad doing, yeah. Man, I feel you, bro. I'm just looking over, corner me, oh yeah, you look that.
Oh, God.
No, it is sad. That'd kill me. I'd be very upset over that. I'd probably take a week off.
Would you?
Be no meetings then.
You wouldn't, yeah.
There'd be no meetings that week.
Oh, and did you take a week off and your dog died?
He's not really young when that happened.
I worked the same day.
The same day?
That only happened to you. That was when you were a young lad, no?
No.
That's your dog that used to find new houses to live in and all?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe 10 years ago.
That's awesome. The kind of dog I want, like, real hands off, real independent.
Were
dog.
You not crying though?
I was very upset, yeah. But I was on the way to work when I found out, and I was just like, I'll just keep going to work.
Well, you're not in work, people are talking to you and you can't hear them and all. Like, there's a problem going on in your life.
Yeah, I probably should have gone home.
Like, your head wasn't in it in here. Was it in here? Oh, you wouldn't have been walking here then, were you?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
If I...
Not even such thing as a podcast a business, 10 years ago.
If I had a business and you were an employee and you said, I'm going to need a week off bereavement leave, and say, who died? And you said, your dog? I'd say, you're sacked.
And I'd say, well, off, fuck you then.
I'd obviously, a fucking day off because your dog died.
Well, then if you were my boss and you said, you're sacked because me dog, I want the week off because me dog, I'd say you're a fucking creep. You fucking creep. Not, never owned a dog before, you fucking creep.
Imagine saying that to your boss.
Yeah, just, you fucking creep.
Oh.
Creep. Creep. Calling someone's a creep. That's...
There's, do you know what?
That's got, that one got lost. People used to call people creeps a lot back in the day.
Shorty got low, 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 low. My sister has a rabbit. And she fucking loves the rabbit. She loves that rabbit.
It's a rabbit she walks around the place?
Yeah, on a fucking... She has a collar and a leash.
Harness.
A stupid fucking rabbit. A rabbit.
Yeah. I don't see that now.
And she talks to it like it's a dog. Like, come here. Choo, 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 choo. And I'm like, the rabbit doesn't come. No, 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 no. It's a fucking... It's a piece of vermin. Is rabbit vermin?
I don't believe so.
Like having a... I think a rat is more... appropriate. I'd be more impressed with a fucking rat.
Let me get a definition for vermin. Well, yeah, wild animals harmful to crops, farm animals, and carry disease. So yeah.
Yeah, it's vermin. Having a fucking vermin. I love giving it a name.
What's its name?
It a name.
Le Boo Boo.
Wild rabbits are vermin.
Pretzel.
Pretzel, yeah.
Pretzel around.
Name of the rabbit. Yeah, pretzel.
Sometimes I walk into the pet shop and I see the budgies and I'm like, I'm going to get one of them.
How often do you go to the pet shop?
He goes all the fucking time.
Every like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and the turtle runs out of food.
I forgot you had the turtle. Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, but I look at the budgies and all in the cage. There's be loads of them sometimes. And I'm like, I'm going to get one of them. I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you.
Are their wings clipped, them budgies?
I don't know.
Would you buy them and then just release them? Would you survive?
No, I don't think so.
There's a fella.
When have you ever seen a budgie fucking floating around?
Well, there's a fella in the pub.
Have you seen a budgie on a branch somewhere randomly?
You know the big red parrots. What are they called?
Parrots.
Yeah, it is a parrot, but there's a specific name for it, like a macaw.
Like an African grey or something. Or?
Yeah, but it's like the classic red one.
Yeah,
big beautiful red one.
There's definitely a name on them.
And he just goes to the pub with it. He'd just be in Mimas on Parnell Street, just chilling out with it.
Really?
I'd bring you there. I'd bring you there now. And I'd say he'd be there.
There was one of them parrots. I'd done something for Zambrero there during the playoffs. And there was a parrot in it. And it's with like animal extras.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like they would supply them to like loads of films and stuff and TV shows or whatever. And ads. And it was on my shoulder. Like, I was shitting.
Sharp claws.
I was shitting because it was going for people and all. Like, you know. That's just what they kind of do. Like, I suppose they're used to like just being in their own environment, and then you're bringing it out into a whatever location. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They're gonna be a bit rattled, but I was shitting. Like, I just thought it was gonna bite my ear off. You just seem really angry.
Sharp beaks, evil eyes.
Why are we talking so much about animals?
Because
I just think it's weird that people
have you any animals on?
Don't make me ban them.
Mm.
Full talk animals and singing.
I think we lifted the singing band, didn't we?
Did we?
I think so.
Did we?
Joe, on the teardrop tattoo, if it made the edit, I checked with our man Terry Flower.
Oh, Jesus.
I just asked him, is there any tattoos that carry a criminal significance?
Four knuckles, four tattoos, four dots on the knuckles.
He just said, anyone that has only God can judge me, or rosary beads in the chest, usually did prison time. But I don't know if that's...
I have only God can judge me on me leg.
That's only a matter of time.
And rosary beads.
And rosary beads.
Yeah, see, I was wondering if that's... People aren't getting that because they went to prison. There might just be a higher than average number of people who...
With that, yeah.
Get that, who end up there. So, correlation is not causation.
So I can get a teardrop tattoo.
You can go to prison.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he not say what it was all about?
No.
You asked him about the teardrop and he told you about that?
Yeah, teardrop isn't a thing here. He said, Joey, he'll give you 200 quid and pay for your tattoo if you get a teardrop. So
That's how not worth 200. Such a small number.
Really selling me short. How cheap could a teardrop tattoo be?
Imagine someone saying, get a teardrop tattoo and I'll give you €200. You want to up that a bit?
I think they're kind of cute. I think teardrop tattoos are kind of cute. It's like a little mole. If from a distance, it kind of looks like a little cute like mole. Freckle.
But it's not. It means you killed someone.
It doesn't. It means you're emotionally intelligent.
Enough to kill someone.
End this episode before I end you.
Oh.
And then I'll get a teardrop tattoo.
You'll definitely get one then. And then you'll also be in prison for killing me.
You'll never catch me, coppers.
Right. I'll see you after then, everyone.
See you later.
That's my line.
Sorry.
They'll,
Stall it at goloudnow.com. Fred, you want to send us?
It's a good email to have.
Isn't it?
That's the one that you can send any stuff into.
Anything you want.
Or Marconi House, if you want to send us that in the post. Someone sent us a Spin the Bottle DVD a while back, which is great.
I didn't get any DVDs.
Does anyone want to send us that? You can send it to Marconi House, Diggs Lane.
Send me a DVD, please. And a DVD player, because I wouldn't have a way of watching it.
Send Joe some dog toys for his dog. Big ones, big long ones. Really noisy ones, you know, real squeaky ones.
I keep buying them, he keeps eating them as well, ripping them up. Anyway, I won't talk about the dog anymore.
We'll talk no more about it.
Right, goodbye.
See yous.
Sorry, I was just about to leave there.
I know, yeah.
And I realised that we got the episode wrong, the number. It's 251, yeah?
251, you're an awful silly Billy.
I'd have been halfway home in the taxi.
Just as well you came back.
And I rang you and you said, we better get back in there. There we are.
Here we are now.
251.
Is the taxi still waiting for you?
Yep. Okay. I was just letting the meter run up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Love spending more money than I should on taxis.
It's okay. It's nice.
Right.